In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主的圣名在这边说话。
Greeting to you all, brothers and sisters.
那么向大家奉主耶稣的名问安。
And also welcome to all the friends who come here this afternoon to join our worship.
同时在这边，也欢迎慕道朋友们一起在这里和我们一起来聚会。
This afternoon, I would like to share a topic for mutual encouragement is to know the true God from the book of Genesis.
今天下午要用从创世纪认识真神和大家一同互相来勉励。
We know that if we know something is different than we really deeply understand it.
今天我们都知道一件事情跟认识一件事情是不一样的。
For example, we know many people in our life.
比如说我们知道很多的人。
However, we don't understand all of them very deeply.
但是在我们四周的人不见得我们每一个人都真的认识他。
If you want to understand a person very deeply,
如果你要真正的认识一个人，很深切的认识一个人，
you have to spend a lot of time,
我们必须要花时间，
lots of observation,
必须要许多的观察，
lots of effort,
许多的努力，
and then you'll understand a person deeply.
因此借由这样的方法才能够深切地了解一个人。
Today in this world, there are many, many people knowing Christianity.
今天我们都知道全世界有许许多多人都知道基督教。
They know Christians are very good people.
大家也都明白基督徒是好人。
They always go to church.
他们总是到教会。
They do charitable works.
他们常常做善心的事情。
However, not all of them know truly about whom are the God they worship.
但是不是每一个人都知道基督徒到底是拜什么样的神。
So today we will want to spend some time to explore about this topic.
因此今天我们要用下午这段时间和大家一起来讨论我们到底是拜什么样的神。
We know that the true God is invisible.
我们都知道真神是看不见的。
It's not the idols or the craft made by human being.
我们所谓的真神并不是用人所造出来的木偶或是偶像。
So how can you know him?
因此我们如何了解这位神
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们
Through this book
经由这本书
Because this book is the Holy Bible
这本书就是圣经
God inspired his word to us human being
那么神借着默示来让人写出这本圣经
So through the Holy Bible we can understand God
因此经由圣经人可以认识神
Just like if you want to know a person you have to read his works
就好像我们要认识一个人，也许可以先从这个人所做的工作认识起。
So today we want to learn about God from the first book in the Bible, which is called Genesis.
今天我们要借由圣经的第一卷书，也就是创世纪，来认识一下这位神是什么样的神。
What is the meaning of the word Genesis?
那么创世纪是什么意思？
This means beginning.
创世也就是一开始的意思。
We know that everything have a beginning.
我们都知道凡事都有个起头。
Your life and our life has a point of beginning.
你我的生命都有一个起头。
We call it birthday.
我们都叫它是生日。
The nation has also a birthday.
我们看到国家也有一个生日。
From that day on, the nation come to existence.
那么这个国家从那天开始就存在了。
Now, when did this world come into existence?
那我们要回来想想，那这个世界的生日在哪里？
Is when God created this world.
也就是神创造这个地球的一天。
So the first point, the God we worship is the Creator God.
所以首先我们要了解我们所敬拜的这位神是一个创造万物的神。
Today there are many gods.
今天我们看到有许许多多的所谓的神。
Different culture worship different gods.
不同的文化产生不一样的神。
Especially we Oriental culture, we have a lot of different gods.
特别是东方人敬拜了许许多多所谓的神。
There was one time I was in a national park in Hong Kong.
那么有一次我在香港的国家公园里。
After 10 years didn't go to the park, I went back to visit.
那么有十年没有到过那个国家公园了。
I remember when I was small, when we passed by the park, we always see a very big tree.
我记得还小的时候，经过那个国家公园，看到一棵很大的树。
We used to enjoy the shade under the tree.
我们常常都在那个大树下乘凉。
However, after 10 years,
但是十年过去了。
I visited the same spot.
那么来到同样的地方。
I discovered that something has changed.
我发现有不同的现象。
There was a temporary structure was built under the tree.
那么在那个树下有这么一个建筑物。
Suddenly, the shade under the tree became a temple.
我们可以看到在这个大树下，也就在这个阴凉的地方，出现了一座庙。
Why?
为什么？
Because people think this tree is very nice.
因为人认为说这棵树很好。
maybe you can worship them.
也许我们可以来敬拜这棵树。
And get blessings.
然后从树里面得到这些恩惠。
So from that point, we can no longer enjoy the shade under the tree because it became a temple.
因此在从那个时候开始，树下不能再乘凉了，因为都是当成庙来用。
But we have to understand what is the true God.
但是我们必须要了解什么是真神。
If God is made by someone.
如果神是用人的手所造出来的
Then we don't have to worship that God But we would better worship the creator of that God
如果是这个样子我们就不需要认识那个神而是要认识那个造出神的那个人
This is very important
这里重点来了
So when did this world come into existence?
因此我们回想我们要来看看这个世界是从什么时候开始
Let's turn to the book of Genesis
我们看创世纪
Chapter 1 verse 1
创世纪第一章第一节
This is theBeginning of the Bible.
这里看到了，我们可以看到起初，也就是圣经的最起头。
Chapter 1 verse 1 said, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
这里很清楚告诉我们，第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
This to tell us our God is not a creature, but rather is a creator.
这里告诉我们的神不是受造之物，反而是创造者。
Human being always thinks that they can do everything by their hands.
人总是想说自己的双手万能。
However, we know that even though we can do many, many things, but we are far from being mighty or do everything.
今天我们都知道，人也许可以做许许多多的事情，但是总不能说人是万能的。
There's one thing that we cannot do.
总是有一件事情人不能做。
What is it?
什么事情？
We cannot make something out of nothing.
我们不可以从无变成有。
We can cook a good meal if we are given some material.
如果我们想要煮一餐好吃的东西，只要拿好的材料就能做。
But if you have no material, you cannot make any meal.
但是如果完全没有材料，怎么样煮一道好的餐点呢？
We can build a very nice house if we have all the woods and raw material.
今天我们可以用许许多的木材建材来盖一栋很漂亮的房子。
But if we told you to build a house without getting you any material,Then you're never able to do it.
但是如果叫我们盖一栋房子，不给我们任何的建材，如何来做呢？
So human being is very capable.
我们可以说人是很能干的人。
However, we cannot make something out of nothing.
人虽然什么都会，但是我们不能够无中生有。
So that's why our God is the creator God.
所以我们说我们的神是一个创造万物的神。
To make something out of the nothing.
他的创造是从无要变为有。
Now, some people think I believe in science.
有些人认为说我是相信科学的。
You talk about God created. Well, I didn't see it. I don't think it's very scientific.
在这边说到你说神是创造万物的神，似乎不合乎科学。
I believe in science.
因为我信实验证明。
And sciences told us that the world come from evolution.
科学都告诉我们这个地球是由进化而来。
For example, we human beings sitting here, and the evolutionists tell us that we evolved from apes into human.
很常听到的一种说法就是进化论，人是由猿猴进化而来。
So we think that, oh, I'm very scientific.
所以我们觉得要信这样的进化论才是属于科学头脑。
However, if we understand truly about the nature of science,
但是如果我们真正的深入了解什么是科学
science must have some characteristic.
科学必须要有几个重点。
First, the most important thing.
首先最重要的。
Science itself must be able to be experimented and must be repeated for any theory exist.
科学最重要的，也就是科学的理论必须要能够实验，而且能够重复来发生。
For example, if a scientist make any theory.
比如说，科学家说要建立一种观念。
一种理论。
一种理论。
Then he must devise the way to experiment.
那么他为了要证明这个理论是正确的，他就要实验。
There was a brother who a scientist told me.
那么有这么一位弟兄，他是一个科学家，他这样告诉我。
He studied microbiology.
那么他读生物的。
He said to me.
他告诉我。
There was one point when he did an experiment, he found a very remarkable result.
他说有一次他做了一个实验，他发现非常奇妙的一种结果。
That result is so important.
那样实验的结果对他来说非常的重要。
Can even earn him a Nobel Prize.
那么甚至可以让他得到诺贝尔科学奖。
But however, next time when they do the experiment, then the result did not repeat.
但是他再一次做同样的实验，结果却不同了。
Only one time.
那样的结果只出现一次。
Then he cannot pronounce these findings.
因此他不能够把他的理论来证实出来。
Because if you do the experiment, then other people also do it.Also get the same result, then you prove something.
如果能够证实同样的实验出现同样的结果由不同人来做，那么这是一个真正的理论了。
However, we look at evolution.
但是我们反观来看看进化论。
This is only a theory.
进化论只是一种学说，一种论点。
Never been observed by any human being because nobody is long live enough to observe the whole process.
进化论也就是说没有一个人能够活得这么长久，真正的去观察人是这么样的进化而来。
They only hypothesize having this theory.
那么只有说用推论的方式觉得人很可能是进化而来的。
Secondly,
第二，
evolution cannot be repeated in a scientific experiment environment.
进化论没有办法在科学的实验室里面重复的来发生。
You cannot keep an ape, make it live long thousands of years, and then let him observe become a human being.
今天我们没有办法抓一只猿猴来让它在实验室里面几千年之后，它就会变成人类。
So if this cannot be repeated,
如果这样的实验不能够重复的来做，
cannot be observed,
而且不能够因为观察而得到证明，
this is not real science.
因此这就不能够叫做科学。
This is only a faith.
这只是一种相信的学说而已。
This is only a theory.
这只是一种论调而已。
And also, from time to time, that scientists have failed to find a very convincing missing link, so-called.
那么进化论另外一个缺点就是说没有办法找到相关联系当中进化的一些重点。
For example, from apes to human being, as they claim.
比如说大家都说人是由猿猴变的。
Now, the middle part of the transition part, they cannot find a real convincing experience, the findings.
从猿猴到人这样的转变的过程当中，没有一位科学家可以发现说这样的转变的细节在哪里。
So this is also didn't stand.
所以这样的理论是不能够完全存在。
So actually, the scientists, when they observe the whole world,
因此科学家当他在仔细观察整个地球的演变
when they look at the universe,
当他们看到整个宇宙万物
they really discover this is so amazing.
他们只有一个话可以说真是太奇妙了。
That's why there's a research from the scientists in the 18th and 19th century.
因此在18世纪、19世纪科学家这样的研究
It tells us most of 95% of the scientists during that period actually believe in God.
在那个时代 ,95% 以上的科学家都是信神的人。
Including the most famous one, Isaac Newton.
那么不包括了最著名的科学家大家都晓得牛顿。
We know that he discovered the theory of gravity.
我们都知道他是发现地心引力的人。
If you study physics in high school, you must learn about Isaac Newton.
如果大家学过物理都一定知道这个有名的科学家牛顿。
If you don't know him, at least you know his apple, because at least his apple, the story is that apple fell on his head and then he gothit and then suddenly think, oh, why the apple is going down, it's not going up.
就算你不知道牛顿，也知道牛顿的这个地心引力定律是用一个苹果来证明的。
So even him, this great scientist, the father of science, also believe in the true God.
那么就算这个牛顿叫做科学家之父，他也是相信有神的存在。
Because he cannot simply use other rationale to try to replace God with something else.
那么他没有办法利用任何的学说或者说法来代替神的存在。
Now some people claim, oh, the world come from a big bang.
有人会说，那么地球很可能是由一个大爆炸来产生的。
They claim that from 15 billion years ago, there was a big bang and that come to a beginning of the universe.
有人说，整个宇宙是在150亿年前的一个大爆炸里面所产生的。
And from a certain beginning point, that explosion come into being and then evolve into today's galaxy and the universe system.
那么这样的爆炸是从一个很小的一个点，很奇特的一个点开始演变出来，今天整个宇宙。
Now is when you heard about this theory, it seems wow, it's really deep and really scientific.
当我们第一次听到这样的学说以后，觉得说哇，非常的科学，而且非常的神奇。
However, if you study into deep other theory.
但是如果我们仔细观察这样的说法，
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to disprove about this theory.
我们不需要每一个人都是科学家来说这个说法是对还是错。
Why?
为什么？
This is wrong.
因为这是错的。
We know explosion itself can only mess things up.
我们都知道任何的大型小型的爆炸只会把东西破坏而已。
It can never put things into together.
没有任何一样爆炸可以把破坏的东西再合起来。
For example, if you want to build a house,
比如说我们要盖一个房子
You bought a land in Vancouver, very, very expensive now, huh?
今天我们要花很多的钱在温哥华买一块地
Okay, for example, if you bought a land
如果你买了一块地
You bought all the woods
我们买许多的建材
All the nails
还有钉子
All the tiles
还有所有的这些瓷砖
On the working site
那么在这个工地上
You say, oh, I'm going to build a house
我现在要来盖一栋房子了
How am I going to do it?
我怎么做呢？
Let me buy some explosive.
我买一些炸药吧。
And then I'll make a big explosion.
那么我把这个地方给炸了。
And I hope that after the explosion, then I'll explode into a house with 3 bedrooms, 2 toilets, 1 study room, 1 basement.
把我所有收集来的所有东西，包括这块地，用这些炸药给炸了之后，就能产生一个3房2厅3卫的房子。
And my basement is supposed to be a walkout basement.
而且我的地下室是可以走出去的地下室。
And also have 2 layers of insulation.
而且还可以双层的隔音效果。
Now if you can do this, tell me, let me learn from you.
那么如果你可以做这样的爆炸点，那么告诉我，我也要跟你学了。
But we know that this is impossible.
我们都知道这是不可能的。
This is the chance is too little.
那么这只是一种说法而已。
Because explosion can only cause chaos.
我们都知道，任何的爆炸都只是带来破坏。
If you want to form something into order manner,
那么如果要能够将一个没有秩序变成有秩序的形态
，you need a very smart designer.
我们必须要一个很聪明的创造者跟设计者。
Even though you have not observed that the designer was there,
那么也许你没有看到这个设计者存在
，but From his work, you know he's there.
但是从他设计出来的东西，我们知道这个东西有人设计的。
So today, the world we are living in, the universe and the earth and ourselves is so amazing creatures of God.
所以今天，如果我们静下来看看这个宇宙，甚至看看我们自己，我们都发现神奇妙的作为。
So we know Big Bang theory didn't prove himself is not true science.
所以我们可以推翻这种所谓的。爆炸型的创造是不存在的。
Now, even if people claim that, oh, there is an explosion,
也许有人还是认为这种所谓的爆炸是可信的。
But let's ask one question further.
那我们再问一个问题。
Even if there's an explosion at the beginning and cause something into being,
如果这样的爆炸能够引起任何起头的话
，But let we ask the question.
我们来问个问题。
Where did the energy come from?
那么这样的爆炸的能量从何而来
？We know from the physics of thermodynamics.
我们都知道从热力学或是从物理学
We know that energy cannot be created
我们都知道能量不能够被创造
Can only be transformed into different states
能量只能从一个地到另外一地
And also when you use the energy becomes lower and lower and lower
我们都知道能量是有被用掉用光的一天
So even if there was an explosion at the Big Bang at the beginning
如果说在起初真的有这样大的能量产生这样的大爆炸
Who gave this kind of power?
那么这样的能量从何而来呢
And what happened before the explosion?
那么在这个爆炸之前又是怎么样的世界
Where was the material come from?
那么这些所有存在的物质又从何而来
No scientist can answer
没有任何一个科学家到现在可以回答这样的问题
Because science is not in this level
因为科学没有办法证明到这样的地步
Scientists can only study the creation of God
因为科学只能够证明以及说明神的创造。
But where does all the things, life, material come from?
但是这所有存在的物质从何而来呢
？Scientific book can never tell the answer.
但是科学家所有的书都没有办法证明。
Only Bible can tell us the answer.
唯一我们可以找到的就是这本圣经。
That is God created us the whole universe.
也就是神创造天地。
Now let's also turn to the book of Acts chapter 17.
我们请看。使徒行传了
Acts chapter 17
使徒行传的第十七章
verse 26
使徒行传第十七章的第二十六节
Acts of Apostles chapter 17 verse 26
使徒行传第十七章的第二十六节第二十六节他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界
Now according to the Bible which tell us that God make all the human beings from only one person
从这段圣经里面告诉我们神从一本造出万族的人
What does it mean? At the beginning there's only one person
一本也就是说在刚开始只有一个人
That is the first human being called Adam
也就是第一个人类叫亚当
And from him come to all different kind of culture, people, races
从这个人亚当来产生所有全世界的人
Now some people ask Is this really true?
有人会问呢这句话讲的是真的吗
We different people Different color Seems so different
今天我们全世界有各式文化各种皮肤颜色的人
Do we really have a same ancestor?
难道我们真的有同样的一个祖先吗
Last year in the magazine of Nature Having an article
在去年自然杂志上有这么一段有这么一个文章
There was a group of scientists
有一群科学家
including some computer experts
包含了所有的这些电脑工程师
and also statisticians
说是统计学家
and using a supercomputer
那么他们用了一台所谓的超级的电脑
and works together
他们一起来工作
designed a very complicated model.
特别设计了一个非常复杂的模式。
Try to calculate how human develop from how they migrate and where they come from.
那么他们从这样复杂的模式当中来试着回算出人从何而来。
And then the family tree going back.
那么他们利用所谓的家谱的形式往上追溯。
Now the calculation is so complicated.
我们都知道这样的系统事实上是很复杂的运算方式。
That's why they need a supercomputer.
因此他们需要一个超级的计算机。
However, they got one conclusion.
但是他们总是回到了一个结论。
They said that if you're going back all the way,
如果利用所谓的家谱的方式往回追溯
Now the world has about 6.5 billion people living on the earth now
现在有65亿的人口住在这个地球上
Now if you're going back 2,000 to 5,000 years
也就是回溯到2000或是5000年之前
And you find that all human beings nowadays will have a common ancestor
那么从这样追溯到最后呢所有的人类当会回到一个人的身上
一个祖先
的身上
So this is a scientific finding
那么这是由科学学家利用这样复杂的系统所追溯出来的。
Of course, they will not tell you this man is called Adam. They will not tell you this.
那么当然，这些科学家绝对不会讲说这个人就是亚当了。
However, we know the Bible tells us at the beginning is from one person God created all the human ways.
但是从这一节圣经，我们就知道神从一本造出万族的人。
So today we know that the Bible is really a true book that we can believe in.
所以今天我们可以证明说，圣经确实一本可信的书。
God has created you and me.
那么神创造了你跟我
Now, How did he create it?
他如何创造的呢
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 2
我们再看回创世纪的第二章
Genesis chapter 2 verse 6 to 7
创世纪第二章第六到七节
Genesis chapter 2 verse 6 to 7
创世纪第二章第六节但有雾气从地上腾滋润遍地第七节神用地上的尘土造人将生气吹在他鼻孔里他就成了有灵的活人名叫亚当
Now some people when they read this scripture they think wow this is really just like a scientific fiction
有人看到第二章的第六节第七节觉得这好像是一个科幻小说一样
How can God make something a human being of dust
神怎么能够用尘土来造人呢
But the dust is very lowly, very useless. Every day we collect the dust and try to throw it away outside our home.
今天我们所有的观念都知道，所谓的尘土都是我们最不喜欢看到、想要丢掉的东西。
Now how can we human being, we're so noble, we're so useful, and be made from dust?
但是这边告诉我们，这么高贵的人类却是用这个所谓我们不要的尘土所造成的。
Actually, you don't have to be a scientist to prove this.
今天我们不需要是一个科学家来证明这段经节是正确的。为什么
？After, for example, now is summertime.
今天我们看到马上夏天来了。
Now you feel very hot.
我们会感到热了。
If you also have a ball game or mow the lawn.
今天我们如果说到外面捡个草、玩个打个球
，You sweat so much.
我们都会流很多汗。
I'm going to take a shower.
洗澡。
Now what happens when you take a shower?
当我们洗澡的时候，你看到什么
？Of course, when you take a shower, you try to rub your body, right?
那么洗澡的时候总是要洗干净身体。
Now when you rub your body,
当我们这个洗身体的时候
with the sweat,
那么有流过汗
，and all the oil,
还有所有的油。
Wow, when you rub it, what will happen?
那么当我们这样一洗的时候，发生什么事
？Of course, you see something dark, right?
我们当然看到黑的东西流下来。
That's just like dust.
那么这个黑的就好像一个灰尘一样。
And also, every day you vacuum the house.
我们每天在吸尘。
Do you know if you open the vacuum?
当我们打开来这个吸尘器尾巴的时候
，all the dust
都是灰尘。
What is it?
这个是什么
？Most of the dust are our dead skin.
那么这些灰尘，大部分的灰尘的元素，其实是我们掉下来的皮。
妈，我的死皮啊！
死掉的皮肤。
So this is very true. Our body will degenerate, become dust.
所以人渐渐在。生活当中其实有很多死掉的皮肤会掉下来就像灰尘一样
No, this is just like what the Bible tells us
就好像圣经在这边告诉我们
However, if you want science
那么如果科学家来看
They really analyze the elements of human body
以科学家眼光他们来仔细的分析人体的组成
They find a very remarkable findings
他们从人体的组成发现到人体组成的元素非常的奇妙。
Now totally, there are 14 elements could be found in human body.
他们认为在 人体中有十四项的元素存在。
Now, if you go to the garden and take some dust or some or soil.
今天我们到外面就拿一把土来吧。
And also, if you use it the scientific way, go to the lab to analyze.
同样的，我们把这堆土拿到实验室来分析一下。
Also, you get 14 elements.
同样的，你会发现十四样元素在这堆土里面。
What are they?
这些元素是什么呢
？18% of carbon.
我们看到有18%的碳
，10% hydrogen，
有10%的氢
，3% nitrogen，
那个3%的这个氮
，2% calcium，
2%的钙
，1% phosphorus，
有1%的磷
，0.35% of potassium，
0.35% 的钾
，0.25% of sulfur，
0.25% 的硫
，0.15% of sodium，
0.15% 的钠
，0.15% of chlorine。
0.15% 的氯
and then a little bit of magnesium
那么有一点点的镁
iron
铁
iodine
或是碘
fluoride
甚至氟
and silicon
甚至锡
you don't have to memorize this I know it's a lot of name I don't even memorize
那么这14样东西我们不用仔细的把它记下来的
but if you know that this 14 element could just be find the same portion from the soil
重点是说这14样东西同样的存在今天我们在花园的土里面
soBy our physical composition, we are no different than a bunch of soil or dust outside the garden.
科学家证实，人类所组成这十四样的元素呢，跟我们在外面所看到的土是完全一样的。
So how much you pay for some soil?
所以我们今天说我们要种花，要买土。
If they charge you $100 for 1 kilogram of topsoil, you say no, that's too expensive.
我们说要收你100块钱就买这么一堆土，你会觉得贵了。
Maybe say $5, $10 got 1 kilogram.
也许5块钱、10块钱就可以买一堆了。
But how about today?
那么看看今天呢
？How much our body values?
今天我们看看我们一个人有多少的价值。
We know life is invaluable, it's so precious.
我们都知道人的生命是无价的。
You cannot use money to put a price on the human life.
没有一个人可以用钱来说我要买一个生命。
So what makes this life, this body, so precious?
那么什么样的事情能够让人的生命这么样的高贵呢
？Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 told us.
我们看创世纪。第二章的第七节告诉我们
that when God created human of the dust, He breathed the air into the nostril of the human being.
第七章就告诉我们，人高贵的理由是因为神将生气吹在鼻孔里。
And afterward, he became a living being. It's called Adam.
之后，这个人就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
So the thing separate us from soil is this breath from God.
今天我们人之所以跟尘土不同的原因，就是因为有神的这口气跟灵存在。
God give us His spirit.
神给了我们他的灵。
God give us also our soul.
神给了我们魂。
The 灵魂。
灵魂。
So that we can have conscience.
因此我们有辨别是非的能力。
And also we can connect to God.
也能够与神联合。
That's why become a living being.
因此成为一个有灵的活人。
However, in this world,
但是在这个世界上
many people has forgotten.
今天我们很多人都忘了
that human being have soul.
人是有灵魂的。
They forgot about this.
很多人都忘记这件事情。
They think human being is only my body.
有人认为人就是我所看到的这个人的外表。
I want to be happy.
我要快乐。
I drink.
我要喝酒
I have addictions
我要吸毒
I want to enjoy life
只是要让我开心而已
I want to enjoy in all kind of different sinful natures
那么我在世界上看到所有的东西我就是要享受不论是不是犯罪的事情
So they live but actually they were dead
虽然这样的人是活着其实他是一个死人一样
Because the living the spirit of God has already departed from them
因为神最高贵神的灵已经离开了这个人了
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6
我们请看创世纪第六章
Verse 3
第六章的第三节
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3
创世纪第六章第三节第三节神说人既属乎血气我的灵就不永远住在他里面然而他的日子还可到120年
Now this verse is very important
这节很重要
In the past before they commit sin
在他们在人类犯罪之前
They were living being
Now, they are a living being. They belong
to God. They have the likeness of
God. 他们属神的。
They have the likeness of God.
那么
likeness of God.
他有神的形象。
However, after they sin,
但是犯罪之后
God said, "Now they belong to flesh."
神说人属血气了。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？Whatever they do, they just want to make the flesh happy.
人在这个时候开始，凡是要做的事情，只是要让这个血气快活而已。
That's why God said, "My spirit can no longer live in them."
所以神说，我的灵不永远住在。 它里面。
Today is this the same?
我们看看今天不就是这样吗
？If you open the newspaper，
今天我们打开报纸。
If you look at how human being has corrupted itself，
今天我们看看人是如何的
败坏
自己。
Actually， human being is worse than animal。
有时候我们看到人还不如动物呢。
Isn't it？
不就是这样吗
？If you raise a dog， raise a cat。
我们看看家里养的小猫小狗。
It will not harm the master。
那么小猫小狗不会对主人任何伤害的。
They will not have a gang fight。
他们不会有这个所谓的打架行为。
They will not say, "Oh, I'll Burnaby and all the dogs together, and we fight the dog in Coquitlam."
你会不会看到住在 Burnaby 的狗去打 Coquitlam 的狗？
No, they will not organize and do this kind of things.
那么今天我们看到人类却集合起来就是为了要打架。
Especially now that even Vancouver, lots of gang fights.
今天我们看到许许多多帮派的争斗。
Sometimes the student in the high school being shot.
我们看到报纸打开来就是学生在学校被杀了。
Toronto the student being shot.
我们看到多伦多的学校学生被杀了。
So all the drug addiction.
那么许许多多吸毒的事情。
So we know that now even human being is even just like animal, even worse than animal.
那么今天我们看看人。似乎还不如这些动物呢。
Because the spirit of God no longer lives in them.
原因就是因为神的灵已经离开了人类。
They do whatever pleases the flesh.
只要他们在乎，只要他们高兴就可以做。
So what's the result?
那么结果是什么？
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
我们请看阿摩斯书了。
The book of Amos, chapter 8.
我们请看阿摩斯书的第八章。
The book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11.
阿摩斯书第八章第十一节。
The book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11.
小先知书，阿摩斯书第八章第十一节，主说：日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥渴，并非因无饼；干渴，非因无水，乃因不听神的话。
Here tell us, this is the prophecy concerning the end time.
这里告诉我们，这也是这些。阿摩斯先知所告诉的一段话。
In the end time, what happened?
在末日时候要发生什么事
？In the end time, because human civilization has been developing.
在末日的时候，人类已经发展得非常文明了。
And the material life had come to a point that no enjoyment can be comparable to today's life.
那么今天我们可以看到许许多多的物质已经来到了最高的极点。
Actually, we human being, everyone normal human being today enjoy more than an emperor in the past.
那么今天我们生在这个时代的人可以说享受了比过去任何时代都好的生活。
For example, you ask the emperor in the past in China.
那么我们来想一想，我们比如说看看中国这些过去的历史，这些朝代皇帝。
Can you ask the king, do you enjoy the banana from the Caribbean Sea?
那么你可以问他说，国王，你有没有吃过这个从加勒比海来的香蕉啊？
Do you eat the papaya from Hawaii?
你有没有吃过从夏威夷来的
beef from Alberta?
或是这个牛肉啊
？No, they've never eat this kind of thing.
他们也许听都没有听过。
Do they have aircon?
他们有没有冷气
？No,
没有存在。
When they have to travel, they have to go by the so-called 轿子哈 ，the I don't know how to call this up, but walking on the chariot very bumpy.
你可以看，我们可以看到，当他们要旅行的时候，他们要坐车、坐船、坐马，非常劳累的。
So we enjoy more than a king before.
今天我们的生活远远超过过去所谓的皇帝的生活。
However, now our life is more empty than.Any moment in the past.
但是今天人的心里的虚空却远远超过过去所有的时代。
There's no security in the human heart.
在人的心里面已经没有存在任何的安全感了。
There's lots of material.
今天我们看到周遭许许多多高级的物质环境。
But people are not happy.
但是人却不喜乐。
That's why they want to pursue more material life.
因此他们要追求更高级、更多的享受。
And the end result is they become emptier.
但是到最后只会越来越空虚而已。
Why?
为什么？
Not because the material is not good.
并不是说这个物质已经不好了。
The real reason is they lack something in their heart.
最重要是他们心里面缺乏了一样事情。
Because we know human beings are created by God.
因为我们都知道人是由神所造的。
Give us the soul.
给我们灵魂。
Now, if God did not fulfill this part,
如果神不在人的生命中占一部分，
there's no other thing can fill that part.
那么没有人，没有任何东西可以充满这个部分。
Life is just like a donut.
那么人的生活就好像一个甜甜圈一样。
In the big hole in the middle.
甜甜圈外面看得不错，但是中间是空的。
So this verse tells us, at the end time, there will be famine.
这边告诉我们说，在末日的时候要有饥荒。
Not because there's no buffet in Vancouver.
并不是说没有任何东西可以吃了。
I think Vancouver lots of good food, right?
我们都知道温哥华吃最棒。
I come here one year, I've not tried the restaurant yet.
我虽然来这边一年了，但是还没有吃遍呢。
And there's no person can try all the restaurants in Vancouver, I think.
那我相信没有一个人能够吃遍整个温哥华所有的餐厅。
Because every day the new restaurant opening.
但是每天我们都看到有新的餐厅开了。
But people nowadays living in a very empty life.
但是今天的人并不是因为吃不到东西而饥荒了。
They're hungry not because there's no food.
他们饥饿不是因为没有吃的。
They're thirsty not because there's no water.
他们饥渴并不是因为没有水。
But because they're far from God, they do not have the word of God in their heart.
而是因为他们离神太远，不听神的话。
So God is the one who gives us spirit.
所以今天告诉我们，神是给我们灵魂的神。
Not because not only that He created us, but also secondly He gives us the spirit.
他不只是创造我们，而且给我们他的灵。
So today we must come back to Him.
今天我们一定要回头来到他的身边。
If we want true salvation,
如果我们要真正的观察。
Now let's look at Genesis chapter 1 again.
我们再回到创世纪。
Genesis chapter 1,
创世纪的第一章,
verse 2.
创世纪第一章的第二节,
now, when God created the world, there is some description about the world at the time.
这里说到神创造天地,在那个时候形容了天跟地是什么样。
First,
首先,
it talks about the land, the earth was empty.
这里说到地是空虚的。
And secondly,
第二,
is void.
是混沌的。
Thirdly,
第三,
is dark.
是黑暗的。
These three points are very important.
那么这三种状况很重要咯。
This is the exact description of human hearts today.
今天我们把这三样的形容词放到人类的心里面看，是不是这样？
Human hearts are empty.
今天我们看到人的心是空的。
People are so busy, huh?
因为很忙。
When you're so busy, sometimes you feel empty.
我们可以看到人越忙越空虚。
Sometimes you ask why I'm so busy.
有时候我们会问为什么我搞到自己这么忙？
I'm busy for what?
我们忙什么？
I have food to eat, but why I'm so busy?
我有吃有喝，为什么还要这么忙呢？
My saving is increasing, but why I'm so busy?
我的存款越来越多，为什么还自己这么忙呢？
Empty.
因为空虚。
Secondly.
第二。
Void.
混沌。
Does mean confused.
混沌代表了说是一种不清楚、不了解的事情。
Actually, many people are living in a void state.
今天我们看到许许多人都住在这种混沌、昏暗的地方。
Sometimes you go on the sky train or bus in the morning. Every morning, people got up, go to work.
我们看到，我们如果搭车搭这个sky train 去上班
，Look at their face.
我们看看这些搭车的人。
Now, when you off the work,
当我们下班的时候
，Also look at their face.
看看搭车的人。
You see many faces. Their faces, their eyes is very void. They don't know what they're doing.
我们看到许许多人从他的眼神当中看不到任何亮光啊
，Like a machine.
就好像机器一样。
The life is confused.
那么他们的生命是错综复杂的。
The personal life is confused.
因为他个人的生活是复杂，没有任何光亮的。
Family life is confused.
他的家庭也是这么混沌的。
Everything is confused.
每一样东西在他生命里面都是这样不清楚的。
People may dress up very well to go to party.
我们看到人都穿得很漂亮，就为了要参加一个宴会。
But in the heart is confused.
但是在这个心里面却是混沌昏暗的。
And thirdly, talk about the world was dark.
第三，说到说世界当时是黑暗的。
What does it mean dark?
什么意思呢？
Darkness does mean there's no light.
黑暗就代表了没光。
No hope.
没有希望。
You don't see the future.
没有任何的未来。
You only live today.
今天过今天的事。
You have no future.
没有任何未来可言。
Yeah, ask people.
我们今天问问很多人。
What is your future?
问问他你的未来是什么。
What is your hope?
你的希望是什么？
They ask you, they tell you.
他们会这样说。
Oh, my hope is next month, my vacation of the year.
他们会告诉说，我的希望就是下个礼拜或是明年有一个好的假日。
So that I can work hard now.
所以我现在要努力工作。
Okay, ask them, what about after the vacation?
那么你度完假之后呢？
Oh, I'm looking for next year vacation.
那么我在想，我明再去那一年，在下一年的度假。
It's true, vacation gives us some hope.
当然，度假可以给我们一个希望。
But after coming back, you still face the new life,
the
normal life.
假度完了，还是要回归正常的生活。
What is the real hope of human life?
那么今天我们人类真正的希望在哪里？
Some people ask.
有人会这么问。
What's your hope?
你的希望在哪里？
Oh, I work so hard, saving money for my retirement.
我要努力工作，存好了钱，这样我可以退休。
Then you ask him, after retirement, then what are you hoping?
我们可以问他，那退休以后呢？你希望是什么？
I think they'll get stuck.
那么，也许没有人可以回答我们这样的问题。
Of course, in their heart they know. I hope I don't die very fast.
也许在他心里面告诉自己，只要不要死得那么早就好。
But you never know.
但是我们没有任何知道。
If、our hope is human life.
如果我们的希望只是存在现在的生活里
，Even though you live very long，
就算你能够长命百岁
，The Bible verse we just read，
刚才圣经告诉我们
，Human being can only have about 120 years.
人告 圣经告诉我们，人只能够活120岁而已。
His days will be 120 years.
那么他的日子也能够120年而已。
This is so remarkable.
这里告诉非常奇特的。
And nowadays, all those people who are the longest living surviving human being is around when they reach 180 already in the record book. When they reach 120, almost die.
我们可以看到现在的金氏纪录，活最久的118岁，也就是将近120岁，人就要死了。
Now very difficult. You find any human being on earth reaching 130, 140.
那么今天在人类的史上，很难有人找到说有人活超过120以上的。
Now today, if you live half of that amount, I think we are lucky, right?
今天我们会说，如果我能够到一半60岁，我就很开心了。
So it's very difficult for us to reach 120.
所以人很难活超到120岁的。
Even if we reach 120, we will also die.
就算你来到了120岁，当天到那个时候，你还是要死。
What is your hope?
希望在哪里
？If your hope is on this world.
如果我们的希望就在这个世界上。
I think we are living in a very dark situation.
那么我们可以说，我们只是生活在黑暗里而已。
Also, darkness means sin.
黑暗也代表了犯罪。
There are many people who live in darkness.
今天我们看到许多人都在黑暗里生活。
Cannot change themselves.
没有办法改变了。
So, what can we do?
我们能够做什么？
Verse 3.
第三节。
When God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神说要有光，就有了光。
And then God said, "The light was good," and God separated darkness from the light.
再来，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
Now, today, God want to do the same thing.
今天神也要向我们做一样的事情。
Even though He is invisible,
虽然他看不见
，but He is our Creator.
但是他是创造者。
He want to enter our life.
他今天要进入我们的生活
，to fill our life so that we will not be empty anymore.
能够充满我们这空虚的生命里
，to fix our life so that we will not be void anymore.
能够重新整理我们的生命，不再这么混沌了
，to shine our life so that we will not be dark anymore.
他用他的光来照亮我们的生命，不再黑暗了。
So this is our Creator God.
那这就是我们创造的神
，our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是我们主耶稣基督。
Today we very happy that you come here to study the word with us.
今天我们很高兴看到大家一起来这边看，我们一起来学习神的话。
Hope that through this the word of God, we can be enlightened.
盼望能够经由今天的道理，神的话呢，让大家的生命重新亮起来。
Now our choir, Hosanna Choir, will present to you 2 hymns to praise our Lord.
那么今天我们要请温哥华教会和善纳诗班来跟大家献诗。
The first one is called "Rain Down on Me."
第一首是。英文书甘霖
下来吧，
甘霖与我。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？God give us rain.
今天神创造了雨。
Not only physical rain.
不只是我们看得到的雨滴而已。
God also want to bestow us the rain of blessing.
今天神也要将他的恩典像雨一样下在我们身上。
Like Holy Spirit.
就好像圣灵一样。
Secondly.
第二首。
The hymn is "You Are My All in All."
那么你是我的全部。
If we have God.
如果我们有神
，we have everything.
我们就有了全部。
Because He is Creator.
因为他是创造者。
If we don't have God,
如果我们没有神
，we have nothing.
我们就没有任何东西。
So now let's listen to these two hymns.
今天我们来聆听这两首诗。
Now we invite our Hosanna Choir to come to present.
好，我们现在请诗班献诗。